The following podcast is for people who grew up in the 90s.
Wherever you are right now, you're about to be transported back in time.
And get ready for a nostalgia-filled trip down memory lane
with the 90s Today podcast, where we talk about the 90s today.
And by the way, do you love orange sodas? Because we do.
And here it goes.
With your hosts, Brandon and James.
Hey, you wild and crazy 90s kids, you're listening to the Nostalgia Mothership, known only as the 90s Today Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm here with a co-host of co-host,
James.
And James, I'm back.
You are?
Yeah, you see me right here. I'm back, and
which means we're in studio again, yeah. So watch out for the zaniness.
Yeah, watch out for the zaniness. I know. Last week, we had a co-host and your interim host.
Yep, Chris.
I listened to it. Chris, yes, and it was really good. I liked it. And one day, I want to set in with all of you guys.
All right, great. I'm sure he'd love it. I know I would.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to be doing an episode today about Mario, because you know what tomorrow is.
What is tomorrow, Brandon?
It's March 10th, which is M-A-R-1-0.
Oh, Martin Day.
Yeah, like Martin, you know, the old 90s show.
Martin Lawrence Day?
Yeah, awesome. You didn't know he had a day?
I do now.
Well, you learn a lot of things here on the 90s Today podcast now, don't you?
No, but tomorrow is Mario Day. Of course, we're going to be celebrating the great Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
So, and tonight we're going to be talking about Super Mario Brothers movie from the 90s.
The incredible movie from 1993. You know, when you hear there's a movie coming, and it's a live-action Mario Brothers movie, that you go back and watch that. That is a take-for-take remake of the cartoon. I mean, when I see King Koopa from that movie with a little head, you know, and the big old business suit, I think of Bowser from Mario Brothers. You know, it's just amazing. So if you haven't seen it, forget the DreamWorks crap that we saw.
Yeah.
Go back and watch this 1993 original. Am I right?
You are so right.
Yeah.
Sarcasm. You couldn't be more right. I don't believe. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that film plus just a little bit of Mario memories, I suppose. Not a full history of 90s Mario, but just a little bit of Mario. Well, Brandon, how you been?
I've been doing good, sir.
Been doing good? Everything been going all right for you? Anything eventful been happening?
No. Have you had anything eventful?
Man, just
being a mailman.
Just being a mailman, dude. That's about it.
And you're a male?
I am.
And you're a man.
And I'm a man.
So
some might say I'm a male escort.
Yeah? You're a mailman squared. Because not only are you a male and a man, you're also a mailman, a deliverer of mail.
My God.
I'm spitting facts right here. Facts don't care about your feelings.
Oh, Brandon, let's see real quick. I guess we'll move on to some trivia.
I'm ready. And
I guess, well, Brandon, can you look up real quick? Did we have any answers for last week's trivia question?
You know what? I'm going to use my machine here to look. It's a machine that can look and see what our viewers, if they've left us any answers to our cues, man.
Oh.
And they have not.
Oh. Sucks to be them.
So, sad face, man. Sad face.
But I guess I'll go ahead and deliver this week's trivia question. Are you ready, Brandon?
I'm ready. Can you one take James it?
Ooh, we'll find out. Here we go. Who won the first season of Survivor in 1997? If you think that you know the answer to this week's trivia question, be the first to correctly answer on our Instagram post, and you could be the winner of a fabulous no-price shout-out only on the 90s Today podcast.
Congratulations, James.
Thank you. Oh, that's one take, James.
One take, James, yeah.
Oh, Brandon, well, real quick, as you heard on last week's episode, I mentioned that we're doing some more Q&A with our listeners, and I actually... What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
But I actually have some more questions from some listeners. Actually, just a question from a listener.
Okay.
And Chris and I were talking a little bit about Jim Carrey last week, just briefly, and we have a question that came to us on our Facebook page. What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie?
You know it has to be Sonic the Hedgehog.
I was going more with a 90s Jim Carrey movie. But that's probably your favorite Jim Carrey movie. Probably.
Well, you know, Jim Carrey, I liked him in... No, I have an answer. It's a good thing. You ever try to think of something, but you would have known it before you thought about it?
It happens every day. And it gets even worse and worse the older that we get.
Me and James are turning 40 this year.
40 this year.
Very soon for me, and then right after me is him.
Yeah.
So.
Awful. The worst. One star out of five would not recommend.
Would not recommend.
Would not recommend adulthood.
But The Truman Show.
Yeah.
That's one that was pretty cool. And I also enjoyed Liar Liar. Thought mm-hmm. that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know everybody talks about The Mask and stuff like that. So you want to know my favorite of them all? It's hard for me to pick. I like a lot of them.
Yeah, I can see that.
I never seen The Cable Guy, though. I think
it's...
Wasn't it a little out of our, like, you shouldn't watch that?
I mean, when we were kids, it was very different than, mm-hmm. like, the normal Jim Carrey that we got, because he's a psychopath.
Oh, and that one?
He's not a killer or anything. He's out there. He's out there.
Yeah, I know nothing about that one.
Yeah, I rewatched it not too long ago for the first time, and, well, probably the first time I saw it back in the 90s. But I guess for Jim Carrey films, Well, I mean, I gotta mention him being the Riddler in Batman Forever. I do enjoy Batman Forever quite a bit. But if I were to pick one from the 90s, I want to go with Dumb and Dumber.
Oh yeah, Dumb and Dumber. That's a good one too.
That movie has my style of humor, just that silly slapstick, goofy humor, but smart humor as well. But that's probably Dumb and Dumber is probably my favorite Jim Carrey movie.
Forgot about Dumb and Dumber. That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I just can't pick a favorite. It's hard.
It's all right. No, I mean, there's... I think it came out in the 90s. Man on the Moon? Or Man in the Moon, where he played Andy Kaufman?
I never watched that one. You know, you'd think I would, because it has wrestling relation in it with Jerry Lawler and all that.
Definitely Jerry Lawler. Yeah, that's a good movie. But yeah, your Truman Show, definitely a great Jim Carrey film. Definitely a good one. Well, thank you so much for sending us that question. And, of course, we were going to be posting that, picture of Jim Carrey as the Riddler for our Q&A prompt picture on Instagram and Facebook. So go ahead and drop us those questions on our social medias. All right, Brandon, we're going to go ahead and go into 30 years ago today. Are you ready, Brandon?
I'm ready to try this one out.
All righty. Let's see what we got going on here. All right. So the number one movie in America was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
There we go.
Jim Carrey.
Speaking of him.
Yeah, it brought in $5.1 million just that week.
So that's pretty penny
there. That's pretty good. All right, Brandon, can you give us the number one TV show that week?
Oh, it was Home Improvement.
Oh, great. It brought in, looks like, 44
million.
Million, Brandon.
Wow. For the 90s, too. Well, you know, everybody did watch TV then.
Everybody watched broadcast TV back then.
Y'all had an antenna or a cable box if you have a little bit more money.
Or
satellite.
Or my favorite, imagination.
Imagination. Did you climb in a cardboard box and pretend?
That was a rocket ship.
But your other friends, when they got in, it wasn't a rocket ship. They didn't have the imagination, man.
Let's see. Number one fiction book that week was, once again,
You can't read your own
writing. I can't even read my own handwriting. I believe it's, let's see. Oh, yes, it's the same book from last week. Accident by Danielle Steele.
Oh, man, that's a good book.
All right, and the number one nonfiction
Accident.
Book. But the number one nonfiction book.
I'm kidding, by the way. I have no idea what that's about.
The number one nonfiction book is Embraced by the Light, again, by Betty J. Eady. The number one album that week was...
Music Book by Mariah Carey. 117,000 sold.
That's right. And once again, the number one song in America that week was Power Love by Celine Dion.
coming up next on the 90s Today podcast.
It just doesn't get any better than that, Brandon.
It doesn't. I mean, do you feel the power of love?
I felt it when you walked in.
And I hope it's coming to you guys through the airways. Ooh. Me and James with our smooth voices.
We're sending hearts through the microphone. Actually, let's put our hands together and make that heart. Aw, you can feel that? Oh, it's wonderful. Alrighty. Well, Brandon, I believe it's time for our little new segment that we call The 90s in 90, where we break down some 90s news that might be relevant to today's merchandise and pop culture today.
Well, Mark Summer has not pulled up yet.
Oh.
Oh, there he is. Okay, just in time, Mark. Are we ready for to count him down?
We're ready,
Brandon. Hey, Mark, we're ready to count down, all right? So get ready.
Mark, count us down.
On your mark. Get set. Go!
Twisters, the sequel to the 1996 natural disaster film Twister, is scheduled to touch down on July 19th. The film will follow an all-new group of storm chasers, with none of the original cast making an appearance. The film's trailer premiered during the Super Bowl, but you can catch it right now online. And finally, Tim Allen is in the news again, and you know that makes Brandon and myself happy men. Variety has reported that ABC has given a pilot order for a new sitcom with the working title Shifting Gears. Allen is set to star and executive produce the project about Matt, a stubborn widowed owner of a classic car restoration shop. When his estranged daughter and her teenage kids move into his house, the real restoration begins. No word yet on a tentative premiere date, but we'll keep you posted. Back to you, James. Thank you, me. And before we start talking about the 1993 Super Mario Bros. Movie and our Super Mario memories, here's a little something for you.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Surge. It's a fully loaded citrus soda with carbos. Feed the rush.
Now your child can visit steamy jungles, grassy plains, and the dark depths of the oceans to meet and learn surprising facts about the magnificent animals that live there, all through the captivating, colorful pages of Zoo Books, the publication especially created for young readers. Every issue of Zoo Books is packed with breathtaking full-color photos and scientifically accurate illustrations, plus monthly games and puzzles. Right now, through this exclusive TV offer, you can get 12 fascinating issues of Zoo Books for the special price of $19.95. Call now and use your credit card, and we'll include the elephant issue absolutely free. Plus, you'll also get this colorful collection of animal stickers and tiger poster. So order Zoo Books now and send learning and fun to a child you love.
To order 12 fascinating issues of Zoo Books for the unbelievable price of $19.95, call 1-800-441-2400. Remember, call within the next 20 minutes and we'll include the bonus elephant issue, stickers, and tiger poster absolutely free. You must be 18 years of age or older to call.
And we're back. So, we're going to be talking about Super Mario Bros. The movie, 1993, James.
Ugh.
From Hollywood Pictures, which was a division of the Walt Disney Company. You told me they owned Buena Vista.
Or Buena Vista. That was the parent company back in the day, yeah.
So, can we say that Daisy was a Disney princess from a long time ago?
I guess we could, but do you really want to?
No.
I don't even think Disney wants to claim her at this point. Oh, man. So, yeah, this movie came out May 28th, 1993.
Whoa. So that's not really a good time to release movies, is it? Oh, well, it's the summer. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely is. It's just, let's just say this. When Jurassic Park released 2 weeks later, definitely not a good time to release that movie.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie got forgotten.
So the budget of this Super Mario Brothers movie was between $42 and $48 million. And it only brought in $38.9 million. In fact, when Jurassic, of course, the reviews just destroyed this film, for lack of a better word. And like I said, when Jurassic Park came out 2 weeks later, Hollywood Pictures grabbed this movie and yanked it out of the theaters. Yanked it out of theaters 4 weekends into its release. Because Jurassic Park coming out and just demolished everything.
You mean Yoshi the dinosaur didn't beat...
Even cute old Yoshi couldn't help beat the savage T-Rex.
Wow.
But... Alright, so I guess we'll start with this. Like, we were talking about this during the break. You said that you couldn't really remember, you know, your first time watching this movie.
No. I do definitely remember watching Jurassic Park in theaters when it was released, but... I have no idea when I saw this. Now, I did see it.
If you want more of Brandon's Jurassic Park memories, you can go back.
Yeah, you can go back.
Listen to our Jurassic Park episode.
Yeah, where was I at?
You were talking about Mario and your first time watching
it. Yeah, I don't know if I watched it. I probably watched it from Blockbuster. I bet I rented it.
Hmm.
Because I don't remember seeing that in theaters. Now, I probably would have wanted to see it because it was Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, what kid wouldn't have wanted to see this?
I don't remember, unless I saw the trailer and I was like, what is this? But I don't think that would have... I think I still would want to have seen the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if I didn't see it in theater... I mean, I know I've seen it in the 90s at around that time, but it must have been Blockbuster or Hollywood Video renting.
Yeah, my first time watching this film, I used to stay the night with my my grandmother, who I called Nana, and there used to be a locally owned video rental store called Country Video, I believe. And so she would let me rent a movie, and I'd watch videos in her basement.
Spooky basement?
Well, no basement okay. That was furnished to like another living
room. Oh, okay, gotcha. I appear James by candlelight in a dark, dusty basement watching Super Mario Brothers movie. That's what I was picturing.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, that's how I watched Mario. I remember not enjoying this movie whatsoever because, I mean, what you play.
Mm.
You especially as a kid, you expect to see that, you know, translated to whatever adaptation, you know, that you see, cartoon or, you know, film or live action TV show. And
they did warn you.
This is no game.
Yeah, the tagline, this ain't no game.
And it was not fun.
No.
But yeah, that was my first... That was my first foray into that film. I revisited the film, gosh, I guess nearly 30 years after it was originally released. My buddy and former roommate, Matt, who we have not had on the show, and hopefully we do get on the show at one point, hopefully talking about maybe some Superman.
I thought we had him on a show. Transformers, wasn't it?
That's...
Steven.
That's Steven, and we talked about Power Rangers.
Huh.
Eller has kind of been on it as a background voice on the episode. I think it was it's one of our Halloween episodes during the pandemic, or maybe before the pandemic. But we were trying to leave early because we were going to go see a movie.
Okay,
so that's that episode. I listen to a lot of our episodes just to get ideas for future episodes. Anyway, for some reason, I think either he saw this, he got it for Christmas on VHS or something. But he, like, for years watched this movie every Christmas. It was like his
really
thing. He would just watch Super Mario, and so we watched it one week. And I was like, I don't know. Like, it's like you might not want to watch it with me. He's like, why? And I was like, because I'm going to say stuff about it when I see just awful things.
So we were done watching it. He was like, you know, it's not really that good, is it? I'm like, it's not, buddy. I'm sorry.
Well, he really loved it.
I mean, he loves the movie. He had the toys. I think he still does.
Wow.
Yeah, or some of them. And yeah, he has a soft spot in his heart for this movie. It's one of his childhood favorites. But he's a guy who has watched. I would say he's probably watched more movies than I have. Like, dude loves his stuff. So, but anyway, so yeah, this movie. Originally, you can watch many documentaries and other stories online about the making of this film. What we discuss here is probably going to be a very short version of all that and probably may not even be accurate.
Right.
But who knows, because you know what? This movie was awful. But so there was a whole bunch of studios that went to Nintendo with the then Nintendo president, who I can't remember the name of. And we're talking about like
higher. Not Reggie.
No, not Reggie or Bowser.
No Bowser, no.
But so there's a lot of like high profile studios that actually was trying to offer money to get the rights to do the Mario film from Nintendo, and they were all turned down. I don't know if it was I don't know if it was their vision or what that the president.
So Nintendo loved this.
Well, here's
okay,
the thing.
Though. Okay, sorry.
All right, so they were approached by somebody who had made it was a lesser known company or producer actually, who had made like some like drama films, but their take on the character was a little bit more grounded, and so you just loved it. And actually, what they were offered less money to get the rights to the Mario franchise than some of these higher big budget studios. And so Miyamoto, well, listen to me trying to throw names out here. They said, yeah, sure, here's the Mario rights. And even gave them, I think what it was like, you know, you can have the rights, but we get 100% of the merchandising rights. Smart. Everybody wants to do that after seeing how much bank George Lucas made with Star Wars. So they do this. They write a script. They get the script back. It's way too realistic because they hired the person who wrote the screenplay to the Dustin Hoffman and Tom Hanks movie Rain Man. Have you ever seen Rain Man before? All right, it's about Tom Cruise and his autistic brother going on like a road trip to Vegas, and because he's a mathematical genius, Dustin Hoffman is, and apparently the Mario movie was a road trip type movie with two brothers who don't really get along. Basically the exact same movie Rain Man was, just probably without an autistic character or the Vegas road trip. I mean, just really, is that the movie that you want to watch? So Nintendo was like, no, we don't want that. And they're like, okay. So they get like there's like another screenplay to come from, and they looked at it like, okay, we're going to, maybe we'll do like kind of like a Dorothy going into Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Where you have this fantastical Oz type setting, which would be the Mushroom Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And you bring somebody who's an outsider. So Mario would be playing the Dorothy role in that. And there would be a whole bunch. And it was very, very bright, a very Technicolor-esque like the Wizard of Oz. And you would actually have all the characters and like a lot of the designs that you would have seen in the games.
Okay.
Don't know what happened.
No.
But that's not what we got.
No.
That's not what we got. And I think it may have been maybe directors or whatever. So a lot of I don't know who the directors are. Actually, we don't know who the directors are now because, you know, they basically got blacklisted by Hollywood. But it was a husband and wife team of Morton and Jenkel who eventually came on, and that's when really all the trouble started. But we're going to backtrack a little bit before we got Mario cast, because Mario wasn't even cast yet. I'm going to throw some names out to you. Danny DeVito turned it down. Here's another one. Dustin Hoffman, who was in Rain Man. He actually wanted to play the character, but they said, no, we don't want Dustin Hoffman. Here's another one. Tom Hanks. But what happened with Tom Hanks was that He had actually been in some movies that just bombed at the box office. And they're like, whoa, we can't have this movie bombing at the box office. And then Tom Hanks goes on to be, you know, major movie star. So then we get back to this this couple directing duo who had created... Have you ever heard of Max Headroom?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, okay. So they created this character, which is a very surreal AI, weird science fiction show that nobody got because it's just kind of out there. So they come aboard, and one of the main problems with this movie is that during all the rewrites, they had already started producing the costumes, the world that it was set in, the vehicles and stuff. That's why we have post-apocalyptic Mad Max looking vehicles. the area that it was what would you call the streets and stuff. All right, so that they brought in the production designer of Blade Runner, which is not at all a kid's movie at all, about murderous robots being tracked down by Harrison Ford. So they brought this person in. They actually built that set in I think they said it was an abandoned concrete factory. The same place where they actually shot some of the factory scenes for Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Wow.
So they had that set built. And, you know, then all of the and all the actors, they had already read what this movie was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And then they start changing stuff to make it more kid-friendly, because they actually wanted to go with a more action movie feel. Like Die Hard was an inspiration. Mad Max was an inspiration. Fort Mario.
They had no idea what to do with this movie. They had no idea what they
were doing. So all the actors were on board for what they thought they were shooting. And then they started changing the script again to make it more kid-friendly, which doesn't match up at all with what the costumes, the scenery.
Vehicles.
Vehicles. Everything in this movie. So then actors are getting upset because they're starting to realize, well, this is not what we signed up for. So you had a lot of... you had drunk Mario, drunk Luigi, Bob Hoskins, and John Leguizamo on the set. You had the character who played... Is it Dennis Hopper? Dennis Hopper, who played Bowser or Koopa. Koopa in this movie, right? They hadn't changed his name in America yet as Bowser. So, and apparently he went on a 3-hour long tongue lashing with the couple directing duo just about over all the changes. Nobody even bothered to rehearse their lines because they knew that they were just going to be told something different, because they were rewriting the script on set that day. Things were being changed that much. And it's just a frustrating thing. Then they heard that Jurassic Park was going to be coming out, and then they added Yoshi. So imagine that. They actually added... Yoshi wasn't even part of the script. Really? until apparently, I think they said that maybe somebody visited the set of Jurassic Park or whatever and saw the things that they were doing, and then they said, oh, we need Yoshi in this movie too. So, but when it comes to special effects and stuff, I don't know the name of the program, and you might be able to find out. This is the first major motion picture to actually use it's a CGI software program.
Is it Lightmotive?
Lightmotive. That actually is still used today. Of course, it's not the same one. It's a more updated version, obviously. But it's actually still used today. But yeah, there's a lot of innovative technology used on this movie. This forgettable 90s movie that is still used today. Which is actually crazy to even think about. That there was some things that had never been done before in a movie that's forgettable in this movie.
Yeah.
The ending was changed. Koopa and Mario were supposed to have a huge battle on the Brooklyn Bridge where he uses a bomb to destroy Koopa. But in the meantime, in this, or actually due to, you know, budget cuts and rewrites and stuff, he basically uses a bomb on Koopa while Koopa's in a bucket. And then they use painted, what's it called, SNES Super Scope?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they use in the movies. And the directors, because they wanted to keep things a little bit more grounded, they didn't even want Mario and Luigi to be in their outfits.
Oh my goodness. All.
At all.
Did Nintendo not know anything about this?
Nobody was communing. Keep this in mind. All right, so we have writers who aren't communicating with actors that things are changing. Directors aren't letting the actors know this. Directors aren't letting the producers know certain things. Producers aren't letting directors or writers or actors know certain things. You sure as hell think that Nintendo's going to know anything?
No.
No, not goodness. At all. Just an absolute cluster you-know-what for this movie. And it shows.
Did we ever hear what Nintendo thought of this movie?
Well, I mean, let's think about it. You kind of don't have to read anything about what they thought about it, because how many Nintendo live-action movies did we get since then?
I mean, it took a long time until we got another Mario movie.
It took a long time. Yeah, it took, what did it come out? Came out last year, didn't it?
Yeah.
30 years. To get another Mario movie.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. And you can't count Pokemon movies because Nintendo doesn't... It's not really in charge of what Pokemon does because it's kind of its own separate company. Yeah.
Pokemon company.
Yeah, Pokemon. Of course, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
I could be wrong, too.
Yeah, I don't know anything
even
about
though that came out in the 90s, Pokemon did, the last... Yeah. I never got into it.
Never got into it? I think I was just a little bit too older. Like, yeah. If I'd have been younger and had a Game Boy... For sure, I'd probably love some Pokemon, but yeah,
The only Pokemon I was around ever was Pokemon Go, which was in our time. That's it. Other than that, I do know their cards go for a lot. People pay crazy money, but
oh yeah,
but that's all I know. Anyway, this ain't about Pokemon.
No, it's not, but that's okay. But yeah, we didn't get anything from Nintendo. Nintendo basically just held on to all of their franchises with an iron fist and said, no, you can't do this. But you know what? That's fine because we got a decent Mario movie last year. I wouldn't think it's as amazing as some people think, but you and I, what we said, what, 3 stars, 3.5 stars
good.
Somewhere in there.
It was good for what it was.
It was a good day hanging out with my buddy too.
Yeah,
so.
Watching old Mario. We watched the Easter eggs too because they were in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I thought the music soundtrack was great. But yeah, this movie is not it's not good. Probably not fake for the not good for the faint of heart either, man. It's just it's trash.
Does it have any redeeming features? Like a lot of times you'll watch something that's completely garbage, then you'll go back with a different set of eyes and watch it for its stupid zaniness, kind of. Does it have any redeeming features like that to you?
Well, when I went back to watch it, of course, I never noticed the first time watching that Toad's a character in this movie. But he carries around a guitar, has a goofy haircut, and then they turn him into a Goomba. So, I mean, it's the most ridiculous. Sorry. I mean, no, it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Oh, those NES, the SNES guns,
mm-hmm.
They were called Devolution Gun. Gun.
I think they turned somebody into like a chimpanzee like at the end of the movie or some point. But yeah, it's
it's
not a good movie. But I guess if anything, I could watch it now and kind of enjoy maybe some practical effects. I might be able to enjoy some of the CGI that we were talking about that was innovative for the time. I mean, just the production design is neat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not neat for a Mario movie.
Yeah, it seemed like it had a lot of money, and it had a lot of software, and it had the potential to be good, but just nobody knew what to do with it.
Yeah, it's just, and I wanted to see if there was like maybe some production designs that
we never saw.
Maybe that related to, remember how I had that one script that compared it to Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
I would like to see if there is maybe anything from that version that we would have got coming. Could you imagine live action Mario's jumping on live action Goombas and stuff? That would have been wild.
That would have been. And that would have been what we were looking to.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would like to have seen. But go ahead, Brandon.
You know, like in the newest Super Mario Brothers movie, it took place in a city, and Mario ended up going through a pipe to Mushroom Kingdom. Right. So it was kind of like going from real life to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
Kind of the way you were describing going into the Oz, in a way.
Yeah, and I guess that, And I don't like it when they do stuff like that. It's kind of like with when Sonic came out. I wasn't a big fan of, you know, Sonic being in the real world at all. I don't feel that it's necessary at all. If you just made a completely CGI cartoon movie, that would have been just fine with me. No need to involve James Marsden or Jim Carrey. You know, I don't understand why Sonic is James Marsden's pet that lives in the attic. I mean,
it does really, that movie does, you know, me and you watched Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Oof, yeah,
and we didn't like it. Oh, but you looked up how much it made and it did great. Oh, theaters.
It did fantastic. It's like those, well, it's like those Michael Bay Transformers movies. I mean, I think most of those are trash, but I mean, they make money, but oof. But, yeah, just to give you an idea, and apparently everybody was just miserable. Like, I was talking about how, I was talking about how just everybody was just having a hard time on set. Like, and there was in Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, Mario and Luigi got drunk with each other.
Really?
Daily, drinking scotch. Like, so much, in fact, that they actually had to film a driving scene where John Leguizamo's in the driver's seat and Bob Hoskins is in the passenger side, and they're in like this delivery truck, and so John Leguizamo, he's accelerating, and then he has to brake at a certain spot.
Yeah,
and Bob Hoskins' arm was outside of the door, and it's a delivery truck, so it's got one of those sliding doors, like what like one of my mail trucks, you know. Yeah. So he's got his arm out, but the door's open. So when he hits the brake, the door slides and slams on his hand and breaks some of his fingers.
Oh.
So in some scenes in the movie, he's wearing a flesh-colored cast because, I mean, yeah, I'd be having a miserable time on the set too. So here's a very censored quote from Bob Hoskins, who played Mario. You ready? "The worst thing I ever did, Super Mario Brothers." "It was an effing nightmare. The whole experience was a nightmare. It had a husband and wife directing team whose arrogance had been mistaken for talent. Effing nightmare. Effing idiots."
Oh my goodness.
That was from, like I said, Bob Hoskins to The Guardian in 2007.
Did those directors ever make another movie after
they
that?
They were blacklisted from Hollywood. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that they've done.
I was curious, does any streaming platforms have the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Let me see real quick.
Or has it been like just Nintendo's don't even want you to know that existed?
No, oh, I'm sure it might be. Oh gosh, I'm not seeing it at all. But apparently, it's going to air on this Sunday on Mario Day tomorrow on Cartoon Network at 5 p.m. But no, I'm not seeing it anywhere for streaming services. On Cartoon Network.
It's not even a cartoon.
They played a few things. That weren't. They used to play the Banana Splits, and they weren't animated. But oh well. But yeah, like I said, just a very short topic for Mario. That movie. Oh,
right. It was awesome.
You've only seen it once since it came out.
That's true. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, twice for me. I mean, here's the deal: when it's so bad that you don't even like it as a kid. As a kid, I mean, you kind of go around with those, was it rose tinted glasses? Is that what they say? You know,
they say that. Yeah.
I mean, when it's that bad as a kid that you had nothing, that you don't want to have anything to do with it anymore,
right?
Yeah, no thanks.
Could you imagine if they made that movie a video game?
Oh, well, you mentioned that. All right, so the director's point of view of that was like, okay, so they actually kind of did the story in reverse. They looked at it like, okay, what if all the video games came out after our movie? What if this movie is kind of like an origin story? And that's kind of like their point of view for this movie. Gross. If that were to happen, if they made this movie and then those games came out afterwards, that'd make me not even want to play the video games.
You know, you've heard of this Philips CDI, and you've heard about when Nintendo got the license. I mean, CDI got the license for Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
And they were horrible.
Yes.
That kind of makes me think of, like, if that movie should have come out on the CDI as a video game, and it would have definitely matched those Legends of Zelda. They were going to make two. They made Mario Hotel on CDI. It was a Mario game, and then they were going to do Super Mario Wacky Worlds, and they their license got pulled.
Good.
Yeah.
Right?
Anyway. Good. Yeah. So the figures, they had a toy line.
Oh, they did?
By Ertl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They had a Mario, Luigi, President Koopa.
Oh, my God.
And a Goomba, Iggy, and Spike, which Iggy and Spike were people.
Yeah. Like, just about all the enemies in this movie besides the Goombas were human or humanoid. Oh, Lord.
They had a couple of little 12-inch talking figures. Mm-hmm. That de-evolution gun, they had a walkie-talkie set. It looks like they had a Devo chamber with a Goomba and a chase action police car.
They what they had was one toy too many for that toy line, Brandon.
I yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember any restaurant tie-ins for this movie. Like I'm saying, I just don't remember anything.
Yeah.
But, well, this movie...
Happy Meal toys.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, this, man.
I mean, would you even be happy?
If no. You got... Oh, yeah. You know Nintendo, for April Fool's Day, they should say that movie's getting a sequel.
That is funny.
That would be...
That would be
That'd good. Be topical.
That would be awesome. But, yeah, that... You know what? I think... And somebody was telling me this a while back. Was like, or suggesting this. Like, why don't you guys do what are they called? Watch along. Do a watch along. Like, you don't have to do one every week. Just do one every now and then. Once every 2 weeks. Once a month. We've done several. We did Ninja Mario. Turtles. We did the first Zio Power Rangers Zio episode.
We did Mario.
We did do Mario. The first Mario remember. Mario Super Brothers Super Show. Super
Brothers.
Yeah.
Mario. Something.
Yeah. Mario Super Brothers Super Show.
Yeah.
Done that. We've done a few, but like do one on a regular basis. This would be one because it's been a while since you've watched it. It's been a few years since I've seen it, but honestly, I must have been doing something in the meantime. I may have been wrapping Christmas presents because that's what I do during December. If I'm watching TV, I'm usually wrapping gifts while I'm doing that. But probably not paying a whole lot of attention to this movie, which is probably a good thing because my brain probably would have oozed out of my ears.
Secret of the ooze.
Secret of the ooze. But yeah, I think maybe we should maybe do a watch along with this movie.
On this movie, yeah.
It's just kind of sucks because like you said, you know, it's just on a streaming platform anywhere. I can't find it unless you're going to, you know, record it on your DVR or whatever from Cartoon Network tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cartoon Network is not a sponsor of the 90s of Day podcast.
Could you imagine?
That'd be awesome. Hey, just give me a free subscription to your Boomerang app. I'll be happy with that.
I love the Boomerang app. Yeah, I did get it.
You did get it?
Yeah. Because I like Looney Tunes. And
really? So you got the Boomerang app?
Yeah.
And I gave you Peacock and you're just
Oh,
like,
you want the Boomerang app?
No, not anymore, bud. No. I'll get my own. Thanks.
Okay. No, I'll give you. Guys, here's my password.
Oh, Boomerang. My God. All right, so I guess moving on from the Mario Brothers movie, I honestly think I remembered everything I could about that. If anybody has anything else that they want us to share on the next week's episode that I missed, by all means, send it our way. I'll say it, but I mean,
and Nintendo never needs to give the license away from Mario Brothers to let any other company do something with them because
just Illumination did good.
Yep,
and let's just keep it at that. Nintendo keep on just giving your franchises to them.
Apparently, there's a Legend of Zelda movie coming.
I know you'll be there day of. I'll be there with you.
Yeah, hopefully, hopefully it's good. Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
Well, alrighty, Brandon, let's talk a little bit about Super Mario in the 90s, just a little bit.
All right. So Super Mario Brothers, man, I had the first game on the NES.
Yeah.
And
do you remember, how'd you get your NES originally?
My brother had an NES and I just played from it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I had my own NES unless I did later on in life, but as far as I remember, I used to watch him play games and then I started playing games. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's fun. It was easy to jump into and it was fun to play. You know, I didn't know much about Mario other than he just jumped on Koopas and just went through there, and he had to save the princess in the end. But yeah, as it went on, you know, we got Super Mario Brothers 2. They said it was going to be too difficult, the Japanese version, for us Americans. So they sent like a reskin copy of Doki Doki Panic.
Doki Doki Panic, yeah.
But I thought that game was a lot of fun. I mean, the contrast from Super Mario Brothers 2.
Okay, but
to the first Super Mario Brothers, there was a big difference there.
Yes.
And it was on the same hardware. So that kind of blew my mind. I was like, wow, you can do so much more in this game than you could in the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to play through a lot of the older Mario games since last year. I think I maybe spent maybe 5 minutes playing Super Mario Brothers 2. I was at my cousin's house, and I just didn't like how different it was.
Now you're talking about...
I'm talking about two.
You didn't play it as a kid?
I played 5 minutes of it.
Oh.
Played 5 minutes of it, didn't like it, and decided, well, this game's not for me. Because, like I said, it was a night and day difference from the original. But I got my NES, going back to that question, I got my NES for Christmas. My grandparents gave me my NES, and of course, all of them came with Mario and Duck Hunt.
Oh, boy.
I never beat the game.
Duck Hunt? Did you shoot the dog?
No, I didn't shoot the dog. I always tried to, but you know, he was always just, you know, yeah, always
whatever
laughing.
He did.
Always laughing.
Ducks, though.
Yeah, but I never beat Mario. Never did as a kid. Of course, now I tried to speed run it. But
you ever went to Minus World?
I've never been to Minus World. Well,
there's a glitch. You can go into Minus World.
Oh, have you been to Minus World?
No, but I watched it on YouTube.
Let's see.
The Hammer Brothers are the hardest character in that game.
I hate the Hammer Brothers. That always screws me up in the last world.
Yeah, 8-2.
Yeah, hate them.
Or maybe 8-3, I'm not sure. All
right, so Mario Brothers 3?
Now, that one was a big one because they even released the Happy Meal line for that game. And it was talked about in The Wizard.
Oh, California. I hate that movie. Let me tell you a little bit something about that movie.
Okay. All right,
so, like I said, I hate that movie.
Okay.
It's awful. I know a lot of people have a lot of fond memories watching that movie. Most likely, you probably have your own video game podcast or video game YouTube channel if you love that movie. I don't have any shows like that because I don't like that movie. I can't stand that movie. So my brother, who was on here for our Nightmare Before Christmas episode, I gave him a choice of movies that I know that he'd never seen before. And I was like, all right, so here's this. I think it was like John Carpenter's The Thing, something else. And I was like, and here's The Wizard. Now, you know, I was like talking real big. I was like, oh, here's John Carpenter's The Thing.
Here's Wizard.
And here's this. And then here's The Wizard. You know, like that. He picks The Wizard. And we watch that thing. And I can't turn it off because this is what he's picked. I mean, I could have. He's in his 20s. I could have just been a jerk and just turned it off. And it would have been fun. But we watch this movie. This awful, awful road trip movie. There's nothing good about this movie. Except for maybe America's first glimpse of Super Mario Brothers 3.
There you go.
But that's it.
That's it.
And they sure as heck made that power glove look cool.
And it ain't cool when you get it. No. Nintendo was trying, but they wouldn't be there for a long time.
No. But I think I got my first copy of Mario 3. I got it as an Easter gift. I guess you get
that's an expensive Easter.
That's
gift
an
too.
Expensive, but I probably got mine like years after it came out.
Ah,
yeah, because I've never, you know me, I'm not a technophile.
Got a Nintendo Classic Edition.
That's right,
or like whatever they call them.
Yeah, I'll wait years after something's out before I get it. And I'm still the same way now. You know, everybody's got the latest this and that, and I'm just like, oh, that's cool. I mean, mine's got cracks in the screen or whatever. It still works just fine.
I had my first Mario game on that original Game Boy. Super Mario Brothers 2, something about the golden coins.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. And they even put that skin in Mario Maker 2 as well.
Mm. That reminds me, you made a hell of an awesome Mario Maker level that I could not beat. It's the worst.
It's still up there.
Oh, well, it can stay up there. And not being played by me, I'll tell you that. So I remember there was one guy, we used to go up to the mountains the day after Christmas when I was a kid, and my uncle and my grandparents would join us, and my uncle, you always hear about that rich uncle that some families have.
Yeah.
Well, I had that, my Uncle Mike. And for my present that year, here you go, Super Nintendo.
Whoa.
With Super Mario World. Oh my God, which sucked because I couldn't play it there in the cabin that we were staying at.
Did you go, Nintendo?
It's Super Nintendo!
Scratching the box and banging on it.
But Super Mario World to this day is still my favorite Mario Brothers game.
Introduces Yoshi.
It does introduce Yoshi, but Yoshi's not really...
Yoshi! However you say it.
still my favorite Mario game to this day. Do you have any memories of playing Super Mario World?
I do.
Okay.
Loved it. Well, okay. The hidden levels.
Yes.
That was really cool. Like they had secret exits and some of that, and it was fun discovering them on your own without looking up strategy guides because we didn't have the internet. So when you would find it, and then all of a sudden it'd go boom, 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 and these rocks would collapse, and then the new road would lead to a new area. That was a lot of fun.
I like the switches to activate all the different blocks.
Oh, the P switch?
No, like the switches. Like you would have like outlines of like where a red block could be, or a blue block, blue blocks, or green or yellow. You just find them out. You just find them in the worlds, and then you would you'd step on them, and it would scatter out all over the map.
Yeah, it's like when you go in a ghost level, you know there's going to be a secret exit.
Oh, yeah.
And then playing the casino game with Toad's House. That was fun. And then also just working your way towards Bowser. I liked how they had the world map set out, because the other games weren't like that.
Well, three had the map.
Oh, yeah, but
it definitely was nowhere near
nowhere
as cool
near
as the... But at least with the map on Super Mario World, you could tell where there were secret levels and stuff at. You'd always, of course, I'd always be mad because I was not smart enough to figure secrets out. I'm like, how do I get over there? So,
and then when the Bowser's final level, when it come out of the ocean, you know, Bowser's head, that's where you go in. I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I'm about to go battle with Bowser.
Yeah, it was several years after I had that game before I actually beat it.
Goodness, and the airship levels. No. The army. Oh, wrong. Yeah, Super Mario Bros. 3 is what I'm thinking of. Yeah, sorry, I get them mixed up sometimes.
Yeah, World had all those weird levels with all the Koopas, with all the Koopas kids, and you have a random like Triceratops on like a what looked like a Ferris wheel type deal.
I don't remember that thing. I don't know what that name.
I don't know what it's called.
I never made a figure of it that I know of. Yeah.
Brandon only knows your name if you have an action figure made out of you.
Yeah, you guys know about the World of Nintendo line at Walmart checkouts and in the actual toy aisle. James collects some of them. I've just been collecting the 2.5 stuff.
I'm cheap, and I will wait till I find that stuff at Bargain Hunt or Ross. So
cool.
That's how I do it. Super Mario 64. You play that at all? Or
that was awesome.
Or maybe
Mario Paint. I played that too.
Never
Mario
had that.
Paint. Sorry, it had a mouse pad.
Yeah.
But it was made of like a plastic. And you had a Mario mouse, and it had a roll ball. And I remember playing that, and there was a game that it was so weird. Like it had a game where you just swatted flies.
Yeah,
that's all you did, and it go nip, nip, nip. And then I used to do that, and then you could do kind of like a little bit of an animated, you know, painting and stuff like that. Like it would come up with, you could color Mario's face and stuff. But one of the things I had the most fun of was making music.
Okay.
That was fun because I think there was a book. I think it came with a book, or maybe I got a strategy guide. It said, here's how to do this theme from this Nintendo game or this Mario game. And you could lay it out, and it was really cool to watch it all play out.
Mm.
it would be like different noises, like drums, a cat meow, a knock on, I don't know, just weird noises all coming together to make the melody of the song. It was a really weird, weird game.
DJ Brandon in the house.
Yeah, and then the animator was fun too. You could do little animations like you were doing a Mario game, but it was really, you know. Mario 64, I saw that at Toys R Us on a kiosk display.
Yep.
Was really wowed by that because it was a 3D Mario. We never had a 3D Mario. I'm trying to think back. No, we never did. God, did you ever play those crazy Mario is Missing? Or
I was just about to ask about that. No, because I wasn't good at geography. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I was like in third grade trying to figure out geography questions or history questions.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that crap. Come on.
I got it to rent, and I didn't understand, like, why is this? It's an edutainment game, so I didn't really get that.
Yeah, another game that I rented that was Mario related that I didn't like because I wasn't expecting it to be RPG. So different was Super Mario RPG. Was it Legend of the
Seven Stars?
Seven Stars. Yeah, I first of all, I didn't know what an RPG was,
mm-hmm.
or what it even stood for. But
have you ever figured that out?
Uh-uh.
Role playing game.
Oh, see, yeah,
kind of like a board game.
Just like you were saying earlier. You learn something new every day.
The more you know.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's like the worst.
And there's another game that I forgot to mention. Mario Kart.
I loved it.
As many times as I rented that thing from my local video store, I could have owned maybe 3 copies of Mario Kart.
Have you ever been playing with somebody and doing the split screen? And you're playing and you're watching their cart.
Oh, yeah.
And you think you're the one driving that cart while the one you're driving is going into the wall and going backwards.
What's even worse is when you're playing Street Fighter. You know what character you selected, but why are you watching theirs? Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know. See you later.
I don't know if it didn't have 4 player. It didn't have the 4 split screens. I think that was like N64. That's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I never played Mario Kart 64 either. I never had that. So yeah, I don't know what it was, but
I never play Smash Brothers. Never did play that.
Never. I guess we mentioned that a while back. That just didn't
fun commercial though.
Yeah, it didn't appeal to me. I just thought to myself, well, that's never going to catch on. Mario fighting Pikachu and all that's silly. But yeah, going back to Mario 64. I never played that until I was in my 20s.
Aww.
I know, that's awful, but the reason why, I had a 64. Mm-hmm. You know, I loved GoldenEye, I loved Shadows of the Empire, I loved a whole bunch of other games.
You didn't like GoldenEye in the beginning, though, did you?
Didn't like GoldenEye in the beginning, no. Man, I was playing like games like Turok, Dinosaur Hunter, stuff like that. Games I still love today. But Mario, my only experience with it was I saw it was a demo unit at Toys R Us.
Oh, really?
And someone had played all the way up to the point where you're like in the clouds and you're like standing on top of like a castle tower.
Oh, and you had the wing.
And you have the wing cap. Yeah. But I didn't know how to control the wing cap, which, let's be honest, it's still kind of difficult to control now. And I was like, forget this. And if it hadn't have been on that level, I may have played that game back then as a kid and would have loved it.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That guy who did that to you.
I know. Inadvertently just
ruined
destroyed
your...
my
He has
Mario
no
dreams.
Idea that what happened. Yeah, it's the butterfly effect. Little changes.
I never played any of the Mario parties.
Never did either.
I mean, for the 64, like I ended up getting some for the Nintendo 3DS, and I got the one for the Switch because they're fun. They're really fun. But is that all the games?
I had the Virtual Boy.
Oh my god! You did have the Virtual Boy.
I did not like it because it's just red.
What was on? Was it Mario Tennis or was it Mario?
I think
Golf?
It was Mario Tennis.
I remember the only time you're fine. The only time I ever played one of those was a demo unit at KB Toys. And I know people said it gave them a headache and stuff. I played it, but then again, I played it for just a few minutes. I've never been to Mario Clash
was what it was.
What's that?
It was kind of like The first Mario Brothers game on the Atari.
Oh, is that like when you're like on like
you platforms? Had the pipes and the little platforms? Okay. It was like,
boy, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Virtual Boy, man, it's just
That's it. Mario Clash.
No, you pass.
I remember having that, or either that, or I got it like in the 2000s, and I'm thinking I had it back then. I don't remember exactly.
Well, same here. I don't remember, but
And then I got Paper Mario and
forgot
some of the ones on the Game Boy Advance. You know, Mario and Luigi. Partners in Time, different things like that.
One game that's Mario related, Yoshi's Story for the 64. Oh, yeah.
They were always cutesy.
Yeah, I love that game. Yeah. And I never played Yoshi's Island for the Super Nintendo. Never played that. So
played that. Lots of baby Yoshis.
Lots of baby Marios.
Yep, that too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that's going on with Mario? Of course, you know, we had that cartoon, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show with Captain Lou Albano.
And you had the Super Mario Brothers cartoons that were made with Deke.
That's right. And that was more based on like Super Mario Brothers 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then there was something it came out in 1989, but it went into the 90s. It was called Koopa's something. Anyways, it was really weird. It had King Koopa introducing the cartoons.
Oh. I don't think I've ever heard about that before. You mentioned earlier when Super Mario Brothers 3 came out, McDonald's had those Mario Happy Meal toys. And I had to get a complete set of those because...
King Koopa's cool cartoons.
That's wild. Never even heard of that. Wasn't there a Mario animated film that was
all released in Japan? Oh, in 1986, Japan, Super Mario Brothers' Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach. Have a longer movie title?
I would love to watch that. You and I should watch that one night. I've never seen that before, and I would love to watch it. But yeah, those Super Mario Brothers 3 Happy Meal toys, you know, unlike today where they make action figures out of everything, and of course Nintendo's a little bit more lax with
who
makes their merch. You know, I would have killed to have Mario action figures like we do now. Mm-hmm. But back then, that was like, of course, you know, there was the movie figures. But if I wanted something that was more like the video game, I would want that.
Yeah.
And of course, you got a Mario, you got a Luigi, you got a Goomba, and I think you got a Koopa with the wings. I think a winged Koopa. I believe that was the other toy. Mm-hmm. But there's only four. And I know I had to try to get a complete set. I know you've had a few Mario toys too. You had like some plushies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then you have a Mario Bane that you said scared you as a kid.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that too. Yeah. And you didn't know what it looked like, and I told you what it looked like, and you're like, yeah, it is off-putting, which is your favorite type of pudding.
That is my favorite type of pudding, off-putting.
But yeah, it is weird. Some of that old Mario merchandise is like they didn't really know what they were.
No.
They didn't have a template. It's like whatever they looked at the game and then whatever the person's vision was.
Yeah, like I don't know what it was, but they were just Mario. They made look creepy or mean.
Yeah,
maybe creepy is not the right word, but mean I believe definitely is.
It looked creepy to me.
Yeah,
I used to have a dream about it, like it coming to life. It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's like now, like any type of Mario bit of merchandising that you see, it's like universally the same image. But
yeah.
it's like you just hired whoever off the street. Just to, can you draw somebody with a mustache wearing a hat and overall? Sure, you got the job. And then it looks awful. Like the worst thing ever.
Japan probably hated Nintendo of America for a lot of that stuff that they did.
I mean, yes, like we were talking earlier, there's no wonder that we didn't get any Mario
we're
movie
done.
Or anything. Yeah, you guys suck. Oh, boy.
You know, the Mario movie didn't deter us from watching any more Mario, though, because we knew that was crap.
Yeah, not wanting to play it either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess when you're actually in control of the character and he's not, you know, using boots to help him fly through the air, and Koopa's never going to be a human. He's going to be a, you know, dragon turtle dinosaur thing. So yeah, it's a little bit better. Yeah. Just a little bit better.
I think we're pretty good on that.
Yeah, we're good on that. But everybody, happy Mario Day. Happy Martin.
Martin,
happy,
you know.
Happy birthday, Martin Lawrence.
Happy birthday, Martin Lawrence. And so, yeah, that's our show. And I hope you enjoyed us talking about Mario Brothers movie, the fantastic thing from the 90s.
Oof.
Anyways, thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to listen to an old episode where we talk about TGIF, SNCC, Saturday morning cartoons, and the Wendy's Super Bar, and much, much more, you can subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, CastBox, Overcast, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Republic. You can find me at The90s Today on Instagram and X. James, where can they find you at?
You can catch me on Instagram at JamesWu10 and on X at James_Wu10.
You want to sign us out, James?
Game over.
Till next time.
Hey, James, wake up. The show's over.
Oh, yeah.